This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2219. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 30th, Antarctica, Bolivia, China, Cuba, Denmark, Europe, Guam, Iran, Christmas Island, Newfoundland, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Spain, Sudan South, Switzerland, Taiwan, Thailand, Tibet, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports LRA 36 Antarctica, active on Friday, November 24th. Heard from 1902 until off at 2015 UT on 15476 USB. And it was also active, of course, the following day, Saturday, November 25th. He heard it from 1940 until 2020. On that date, I was also hearing it via remote in Argentina from as early as 18 UT past midnight UT. So then at midnight 6 UT, November 26th, I turn on my own receiver and there it is, barely audible. Music at S5, about the same as the local noise level. But it's the first time in months I've tried for and heard it successfully. For any content, I still need the Argentine remote. Frequency, actually, 15475.98. Reduced carrier USB. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on 3310, Radio Mosokchaski, Cochabamba, Bolivia. November 22nd at 0910 with a fair signal. 913 upbeat Bolivian music, folk music, with accordion and singing in presumed Aymara. He says, nice to see this one still around, one of the last occupants on the 90-meter band, and still there at 0922 with mellow instrumental guitar music. Andre Strydenberg in South Africa reports hearing CNR1 on 11,000 kilohertz, exactly 11 megahertz, November 28th at 2250 UT, but it's not listed there. This led to quite a discussion. Could it be there to jam Sound of Hope as it is on many nearby frequencies? So far, no sign of Sound of Hope, with many of us checking for it. November 28th at 2320 UT, I found no signal on 11760, the number one legacy frequency of Radio Havana, Cuba. Supposedly scheduled at least between 21 and 06 UT and also in the mornings. Something's always wrong at RHC. More and more traditional frequencies of theirs are missing. Perhaps old transmitters are crashing. But there's still plenty of jamming against nothing, such as November 29th at 0740, on 5800, 5980, 9565, 11860, and 11930. They are all some kind of pulsing, but no two of them sound exactly the same. And of course, likely against something like Radio Marti underneath 6030, 7355, and 7435. From mediumwave.info of Idun Ritz via Mike Terry. This about 243 kHz, the last remaining long-wave transmitter in Denmark, which is going to close down on December 31st at about 1740 UT. Far away, you may hear it well via remotes in Europe, such as U20 in Holland. The carrier is switched on some minutes before the start of the interval signal and stays on for some time after the end of each broadcast. The IS is a recording of the mechanically played IS, an old Danish song, I Dreamt a Dream Tonight About Silk and Rich Clothes, which was used for the first time on August 28, 1931. And there's more info about the different programming still available. Check www.dr.dk/am and use Google Translate. Manuel Mendez in Spain received a note from Radio Sound of Africa, from Gamaliel Eto, November 25th, saying that it would be on the air with tests on 11625 kHz on that date. A unique format of music from all over Africa started broadcasting on 11625 until 15 GMT, and there would be no more tests the next day and the following week between 1330 and 1430, asking for reports to radiosoundofafrica@gmail.com. This led to lots of monitoring and guessing about the transmitter site, which was not specified. Richard Langley says, using the Holland remote, a weak signal on 11624, 0.038, 25 November at 1340, sounding like African music, but where is the transmitter? Manuel Mendez says it seems to be in Central Europe, while Zaharis Yangas in Greece says time delay of arrival direction finding shows it somewhere in Slovenia. It went off at 1508, or somewhere in Germany. Roger says, I can be totally wrong, but my first impression, my gut feeling, is that it could be an unofficial test at channel 292, at maybe 200 watts, via a beam to the south. It seems to be a ground wave signal from the Ingolstadt area near the site of channel 292. Jorge Freitas says no signal at all in Brazil. Finally, in the AERDX forum in Spain, Juan Gutierrez says to be an internet station operating from Ivory Coast. They have an Instagram account, but I can't get to it. Concerning Europirates, Mike Terry forwards this info about a new platform called Offshore Radio Nostalgia, a kaleidoscope of the watery wireless era. Now online. It's offshoreradio.info. King Bushel forwards a notice from the IARU Intruder Watch about a broadcast station being heard within the 30-meter ham band on 10134.7. It's been identified as Spur out of KTWR Guam, the Korean broadcast on 9910. And there's a matching spur exactly the same distance on the low side, that is 224.5 kilohertz away, on 9685.6. It's not an intermodulation mixing product. That's the Korean service between 11 and 12 UT on Sunday, November 26th. EWR was contacted and technicians were taking care of the problem. Regarding a Voice of Palestine service in Arabic from Iran, Kai Ludwig has been investigating, and he says, a schedule confirms that there is neither a separate Voice of Palestine shortwave transmission, nor are the Zahedan transmitters in use anymore. Checking out a number of other broadcasts, there may be only two transmitters still operating from the main site, Sir John, in various languages. In fact, one of the frequencies scheduled for English at 1923 UT is missing 6040. Oh, about the Voice of Palestine, although it's no longer heard on shortwave, as reported last week, David Koenig was getting it on medium wave, 1224 and 765, at 1830 to 1930. Still no sign of Radio Kiribati in Christmas Island, 846 kHz, November 23rd at 0700. No signal detected via the remote in Oahu, which used to pick it up last year quite reliably. And I was also able to get a JBA carrier direct, but not anymore. Ron Howard says, I've been checking 846 at Asilomar State Beach the week of November 19th, and like you, have had no hint of a carrier after 0630. Probably off the air or running extremely low power. John Perkins, Canadian Radio News, says CBT at Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland on 540 kHz. Catch them while you still can. The 10 kilowatt non-directional AM transmitter signs off forever on Friday, December 1st. After an extended AM-FM simulcast, due to now finally resolved technical difficulties with the new FM transmitter. Via Alakesh Gupta, news from Radio New Zealand dated 28 November. Work has started to decommission RNZ Pacific's shortwave transmitter number 1 at Rangitaiki, Taupo, North Island, 100 kilowatt transmitter installed in 1989. In 2022, RNZ received funding to construct a new transmitter to ensure the service's future. Until that project is completed, RNZ Pacific will continue to broadcast through its transmitter number 2 at Rangitaiki. The installation of the new Ampagon transmitter will begin in late January 2024. Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate somewhere in western North America, continues to be operational again on 7475. Rick Barton in Arizona was hearing it November 24th at 0145 tune-in. It was a no-show on the 25th and 26th. He heard it again on November 28th at 0310, in progress at TuneIn with the usual lecture. Then also heard by Walt Sabanev in BC at 0312, past 0334, he says, the best modulation I've ever heard from YHWH. And then a day pirate alert from Rick Barton in Arizona, November 30th. YHWH on now at 2045 on 11840. Good here in Arizona. I could also barely hear it at 2100. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says, classical music on 7305. It might be the Corbett Report, shown up with uninterrupted classical music on 7320 in recent weeks. No IDs given so far as the vote 224. Fair reception with some fading. Lucas Bandura, NBC, says a good signal here. Indeed, the former 7320 AM station. The only local TV signal here in Enid, Oklahoma, is on RF-17, K-17JN-D, a 3ABN satellite. It was black and silent for a month, but it reactivated, as I reported before. But taking a close look at the on-screen ID, it's K-17JI-D. They can't even get their own call sign right. FCC listings confirm it's still K-17JN-D, while K-17JID is in Fresno, California. And the lineup of 3ABN subchannels is different than before. Matt Francis in NSW found this on the PNG National Information Center's FB page. NBC celebration of 50 years of broadcasting excellence begins today, November 29th. The NBC of Papua New Guinea kicked off its 50th anniversary celebrations with a vibrant citywide float showcasing the corporation's rich history and commitment to serving the nation. The celebrations, themed One Voice, One NBC, One Future, continue for 5 days, culminating in spectacular fireworks display and dinner at Ella Beach. Richard Langley reports, although Radio Romania International has cut back on the number of transmitters it's using, there are two frequencies for the 2130 to 22 UT broadcast in English, 9500 intended for the east coast of North America, and 7375 for Western Europe. But today, 24 November in New Brunswick, 7375 provided better reception, armchair copy, than 9500. It's nice to have a frequency choice. Maybe they've mentioned it, but I've yet to hear anything about it on the token English broadcast of Spanish National Radio at 23 to 2330 UT on 9690 for North America and three other frequencies. Nino Marabello in Italy got this message from them. We inform you that on December 4th and 5th, Radio Exterior de España will be forced to suspend its shortwave broadcasts. The reason, a cut in electricity supply beyond our control, affecting the shortwave broadcasting center in Noblejas. The stoppage is due to some work that the Unión Fenosa company has to carry out in the electrical substation of that Toledo municipality, and that will affect our facilities. Consequently, the shortwave broadcast will be suspended next Monday, December 4th, and will continue until Wednesday, December 6th, at most, when the signal will resume. We apologize for this incident, completely beyond the control of Radio Exterior de España, says the director of Foreign Radio of Spain, and thanks everybody and greetings. Otherwise, that English broadcast is only on 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm wondering if they'll still be producing programs available on demand or by webcast. Now filed under Sudan South Non, 21485, November 24th, at 1524, Radio Tamazo via France is in English, but with heavy African accents. Man and woman were hardly copyable, but I think they mentioned elections. And they were in and out of another language, presumably Juba Arabic. From 1529 past 1532, there was Horn of Africa's music, rating S5 to S8. It's the only signal on band except for the other one from Isidore, France on 21690. Tamazuk has been known to include English segments, but not shown in Ivy. 21485 is absent from Aonki. The HFCC shows only a language abbreviated APD at 1430 to 1600, 250 kilowatts, 135 degrees from Issoudun, France. WRTH 2023 mentions no English either, but the name means intermingling or mixing. That could be anathema to some factions, and it's spelled, if you don't know, T-A-M-A-Z-U-J. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2219. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week to Doug Brown of London, Ontario, who sent a generous U.S. dollar check to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. By the way, Jock Elliott carried out an interview with yours truly, which now appears on the blog of swelling.com, and I've already seen some translations of it elsewhere into Spanish and even Russian. I enjoyed another music special from C. M. Obrecht in Switzerland, These occur on an irregular basis with special bookings as publicized previously. This one was November 26th at 21 to 22 UT on WRMI 17790. This time, a wider variety of music than he's known for, electronic compositions. There were many announcements in German and heavily accented English. There was a sufficient signal into Brasilia remote, except it times out every 15 minutes, and the fake stereo mode SAS enhances. This WRMI number 7 is otherwise only for the Radio Africa network at 15 to 21, in this case extended another hour, still aimed towards South America instead of Africa. On 9405, November 25th at 1628, I had a discussion of Taiwan, so would that be CRI? No, it's really Radio Taiwan International. It's scheduled 16 to 17 UT for South Asia, and not even jammed. It may be their only last English hour, as the other one at 03-04 on 15320 has not been listed or confirmed yet. I made a point of checking November 29th, Wednesday, at 1645, when their status update is scheduled. That's the strange name for their mailbag show, and indeed, there it was. Extremely informal chat with Laughter about the thermos bottle company and how to pronounce IKEA. And finally, reading a letter from India. Sign off, they did mention that other English broadcast as if it still exists, so maybe it does. We need to check it 03-04 to Southeast Asia on 15320. Meanwhile, Rick Martin in Arizona was also listening just before this on the same date, November 25th at 1630, when there was a foodie talk show. Turned out to be their familiar program, Feast Meets West. He laments the good old Okeechobee days, when there was armchair reception of relays at Radio Taiwan International, but this time it was excellent direct. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus Perry in Illinois reports on 9385, Radio Thailand, HSK9 Bangkok. On November 21st, a beautiful signal on a new frequency at 1205, tune in English. Alternate man and woman reading news, including opening a new rapid transit line in Bangkok. There were commercials on this service, 1210 ads for Bangkok Airways and EVA Air, 1212 for Italian restaurant La Tavola and the Renaissance Hotel, 1215 IDs, and then into international news. Tibet Non, Ralph Perry also reports this on 15215 from the UAE. Gawelon Tibetan Radio, that's spelled G-A-W-E-Y-L-O-N, or FEBC Tibet via Al Dabaya UAE site, November 21st. Port Affair at 1220 with exotic music, whistle and drums, preaching in presumed Tibetan. 1223 local instrumental music and a wild singer. 1227 postal address and web info. 1228 the Gawelan song on flutes and drums. Final announcement and cut off in mid-sentence at 1229. He says it's believed still scheduled at 12 to 1230 only on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, as noted on the website. Gawelan, under Anil Alfred, the operator, is a great QSLer from the studio in Dehradun, Uttarakhand, India, he says. Here's the website, www.gawelon.com. This may be record-setting. Checking Voice of Turkey English at 23 UT to North America on 5960. I found it not to be off the air every day from November 24th through 30th, a full week. Via shortwave bulletin, Hermod Peterson forwards a New York Times article of November 19th, The Invisible War in Ukraine Being Fought Over Radio Waves. You might want to look it up. It starts, using electromagnetic waves to flummox and follow smarter weapons has become a critical part of the cat-and-mouse game between Ukraine and Russia. The U.S., China, and others have taken note. So that's a lot about intercepting communications and controlling drones. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been trying to monitor Ukraine Radio International via web stream or via Radio Baltic Waves Lithuania 1386. There had been English at 01 UT, the English version of Ukraine Security Issue. But that's not been heard lately. There have been some other English programs at that time, such as International Dialogue on Friday the 17th of November, Info Context on Saturday the 18th, Global Context on Sunday and Wednesday the 19th and 22nd. Walt Somaniv in BC points out an EBU report, European Broadcasting Union study exposes brutal Russification in Russian-occupied Ukraine. You may be able to find it at investigations.news-exchange.ebu.ch. Joe's Jacob in India reports BBC English on News 6035, November 24th at 0100, apparently replacing 5875. Wolfgang Bischel says, according to HFCC, it's at midnight to 02 UT, southeastward from Uzbekistan, 6035. UK non, CBS 60 Minutes on November 26th included a feature on Sealand, that platform just outside territorial waters of the UK, including the pirate radio angle. You should be able to find the video at cbsnews.com. Correction, last week I misspoke about the VOA relay via WRMI of the newly renamed program Flashpoint Global Crises. It's at 1930 UT and I was hearing it until 2000, not 2200. Unfortunately, the past two Wednesdays, November 22nd and 29th, WBCQ was broadcasting dead air instead of World of Radio, Wednesdays at 22 on 7490. Jason says it was a computer problem which has now been repaired. As for 7490, it's been somewhat irregular even when it's modulating. For a while it was a weaker signal on the plus side of that frequency, but lately it's been a stronger signal on the minus side, indicating that perhaps they have resumed the original transmitter. However, Walt Salmon of NBC says something has changed. November 30th, at 0130 UT, 7489.957, booming in to Masset, but splattering 10 kHz above and below. I've not noticed that before. Whoopee, it's been ages since IMDX'd a medium-wave harmonic. But on 3090 kHz, November 26th at 0731, there was music in AM at an S9 rate. It must be a third harmonic of 1030 since no other fundamental would fit. And I soon found parallel music on another receiver tuned to 1030, the DX398, where I could get a rough direction on it as northwest-southeast. It was in fact country music with brief announcements between tunes. One we recognized was Reba McEntire at 0746, the greatest man I never knew about her father. The fundamental 1030 had interference from Wyoming in about the same direction as to be expected, but of course none of that on 3090. This was also audible but weaker on the second harmonic, 2060, the fourth harmonic, 4120, and even a just barely audible carrier on the fifth harmonic, 5150. The sixth harmonic would have been 6180, confronting Brazil, but I didn't check there. The paucity of 1030 stations around here made it pretty clear that it would be KBUF in Garden City, Kansas, City of License, Holcomb, except in the current NRC log, it's listed as a talker. Unfortunately, it faded down and was gone by 0800, so no ID. They may have been tweaking the transmitter. KBUF does not quite make it here in the daytime to reconfirm the format, but they have a website with streaming, www.westernkansasnews.com/KBUF. And guess what? Around 18 UT, I was hearing country music, despite a sensible branding as the Ag Leader. I guess they play country music between the agricultural news, and maybe more of that on weekends. Anyhow, I've tried again and again, both day and night, and no sign of any of those harmonics, so they must have got them repaired and was very lucky to catch them when they were happening. But if it happened once, it pays to keep checking 3090. Terry Kruger in Florida has a medium wave report on 1090, KXMA, Aurora, Colorado, at 1156 UT, November 25th, but playing a constant 420 hertz tone, as has been widely reporting, apparently popping up at 11 p.m. Mountain Time. Apparently, obviously not their night power of 500 watts, but day power of 50 kilowatts, an automated switch error. He says it was reasonably weak in the Florida Panhandle, but quite apparent under Arkansas and BCN. Always a good site to precisely compare hertz tones is www.szynalski.com/tone-generator. He says this is my second, or maybe third, Colorado from Florida. Catch it while you can. Who needs DX tests when malfunctions and cheaters happen? His first time log of KMXA. FCC finds collecting pirate radio finds a challenge, is headline of a story in Radio World via Mike Terry. The PIRATE Radio Act allows levying heavier fines, but seemingly no tools have been made to collect forfeitures from offenders. How much priority the Department of Justice gives to collecting fines is also unclear. DOJ has other higher priorities like drugs and crimes of violence, rather than pursuing pirate radio broadcasters. And a few days later, a follow-up story about how there is pirate radio activity out in the country rather than in several major cities where FCC is concentrating, and nothing is being done about it. That's on November 29th, headline, "Illegal broadcasts can be a headache or worse in rural areas too," with several examples, such as KJVI-FM in Robert Lee, Texas on 105.7, which has been getting pirate interference since 2016 and nothing done about it. Radio Vanuatu had been reliably on 9960 for some weeks until 0658 UT, but on November 28th, Manuel Mendez in Spain found they had returned to the previous frequency, 7260, and then presumably changing to 3945. But the next night, as I checked, November 29th, they were again on 9960, before 0700. In the British DX Club, Andrew Tett on the south coast of the UK reports hearing the BBC in presumably Somali on 64.98 MHz, the exact channel in AM sound. This was on an ICOM ICR5 scanner, which is allegedly not a good HF receiver, according to Stuart Heathcock, but he says that frequency, 64980, is the third harmonic of BBC on 21660 kHz. Depending on the transmitter site, could this be trans-equatorial? No, it turns out that the site is actually listed as Vatican at 14 to 15 UT, close enough so it could be sporadic E. And a lot of discussion followed about whether this could be a real transmitted harmonic on that frequency, or just something produced inside the receiver. Others need to try to hear it. That's 14 to 15 UT, BBC Somali, on 64980. Oh, it's scheduled weekdays only with 250 kilowatts. Alan Pennington says it can be S4 here on 21660, so likely it is a third harmonic. But Stewart replies, handheld scanners have wide open front ends, and 21660 was very strong with me. It is a receiver issue. Is Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia reactivated on 9680, 11680, or 13680 as on their website? Those higher frequencies have been off the air for many months. Alki and IB still show 9680 at least, but HFCC B23 does not list any of them. That's brought up because there is a log in the new issue of Asian DX Review from the Indian DX Club International. It's by P.S. Sikhar in Tamil Nadu, 9680. November 7th at 1545, SIO 322, Voice of Hope Africa English from Lusaka, songs by YL, he says, but he doesn't mention an ID. Their website schedule, still dated September, still shows only 4965 and then 6065 between 1430 and 21 UT. However, nothing else is listed on 9680 at that time. Here's another ID which might turn out to be Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia. In the NASA flash sheet, Pavic NBC reports on 11680, 1850 to 19 UT, 25 November, potentially KCBS Pyongyang. Although listed as only being on until 1800, a dramatic discussion between man and woman, but not as overacted as expected. Abrupt carrier cut at 1900 and very fluttery, he says. The propagation outlook from SWPC. ANK indices peaking at 16 and 5 December 5th, 10 and 4 December 12th, 25 and 5 December 19th, 20 and 5 on December 22nd. Solar flux dropping from 170 December 1st to 140 by December 6th, and back up to 160 by December 18th. And that's World of Radio, 2219. Glenn Hauser thanking all our contributors and stations and inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.